Friday, the 26th of January. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. So, it's Friday. Yay, it's the end of the week. Just have to get through today and you can take a big deep breath and hopefully you can sleep in tomorrow morning. Unless, of course, like some of us, you have school sports and things happening on Saturday morning early in the morning. I have one friend who I think is going to go and run a little half marathon. He's 16 years old. So how's that for something to do early in the morning on a Saturday morning? Here we are at the end of the week. And what do we do on our Fridays? We have a look at Sunday's gospel. So this Sunday, we're having one of those stories in the Gospels that maybe to some of us who are living in the modern world can sound a little bit strange, or maybe for some of us it can sound a little bit scary, like what is going on in the story? So let's have a look at the story and then we'll talk about it a bit and see how this is not a scary story, but a life-giving story. So in the story, Jesus goes to a town called Capernaum. And on the Sabbath, so on the Saturday, remember the Sabbath, the Jewish word for Saturday, the special day when Jewish people all go to the synagogue. Jesus went to the synagogue and he began to teach. And the people were very amazed at his teaching. And the thing that St. Mark tells us in the gospel is that they were amazed at his authority. So what does that mean? When we say someone teaches with authority, I think it means that as they were listening to him teaching, it really made sense to them. It really made sense. Maybe he was saying some things that previously they hadn't really understood, and now it was all clear. I think that's what teaching with authority really sounds like. When it's very clear and you go, oh, that makes sense. Ah, I hadn't realized that. While Jesus was teaching, someone was brought into the synagogue. And this is the bit that I thought you might find difficult. Because St. Paul says he was possessed by an evil spirit who cried out, "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." And Jesus said, "Be quiet. Come out of him." And then the evil spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. So this could be quite a strange story, couldn't it? Quite a scary story. We could wonder what's going on here. How do we in our modern world understand evil spirits and things like that? And I think there is a real need here not to get too hung up about evil spirits in a way. Maybe in our modern world we might say that this was someone who had some kind of mental illness, that made them not really able to live easily in the community or in the world. And that sometimes happens, especially to the grown-ups around us. It can happen for one reason or another. But what does Jesus do? This is the important part. This is the part I want you to hear. Jesus makes the man better. He calms him. He makes him better. And the people realize this. And again, St. Paul uses the same line. He talks with authority. Again, that word authority happens. So Jesus does something and it works. It happens. So what's that saying for you and me? We may not have something as drastic as the man that was brought to the synagogue. But I'm sure you have things that make you unhappy and sad and that you find difficult. Maybe it's the beginning of the year. Maybe you didn't do so well last year. Maybe that's hard. I know there are some people who might need to repeat a year this year. Maybe they've come to school and they're thinking, I don't want to face all those other kids and I'm finding this very difficult. Well, that's a hard thing that you can take to Jesus. Maybe there are some children listening today who get bullied at school or who were bullied last year. I know one little girl I heard of whose class has already laughed at her. And we've only been at school for a week and a bit. Maybe she's feeling a little bit scared about going back to school. We can think a little bit about children who might have things going on at home. Maybe somebody's sick at home. Maybe somebody's died. Maybe people are worried about money. These are real things that happen in our lives, huh? Maybe I'm having a fight with my friend at school. Maybe I'm having a fight with my brother or my sister at home. All of these are things that disturb us. They stir us up inside. They can make us feel uncomfortable with ourselves. Maybe I'm just scared about this year. Maybe this year's a big year. Maybe it's grade 6 or grade 7 or grade 8. Maybe it's grade 3. Maybe it just feels like it's too much, it's too hard. I think the scripture is an invitation from Jesus to bring him the things we find that are hard on the inside. Close your eyes now. I want you to imagine Jesus standing beside you. He's putting his hand out and asking you to put your hand in his. I want you to imagine putting your hand in Jesus' hand. Jesus whispers to you, what is hard in your life at the moment? What do you need help with? And I want you to imagine whispering to Jesus, whatever it is that is hard for you now, whatever it is that you find difficult, that you're holding inside of you, and imagine Jesus holding it for you. And then imagine him putting his hand on your head and praying for you. Be at peace. Be still. And know that I am God. Amen.